KOT Mobile.
For POT, KM4NAP, good morning, Tim.
And how you doing?
That's about all I can say. How about you?
Thing here, just trying to get the day rolling. Driver on time today?
On time, believe it or not.
Deal, did they ever get rid of that other dude?
Definitely not. A squawk box going off in my ear. I'm going to try and catch it when it's talking so I can turn it down.
Hey, heavy rain yesterday?
Good downpour yesterday. It lasted maybe about 20 minutes and that was it.
Thing here, about exactly the same thing.
Squawk box now turned down so I won't have to listen to it. But, yeah, it didn't last long, but it was a good one.
I mean, it let loose on us at the shop. Yeah, like you said, it didn't last too long, but man, did it come down when it did. But looks like I guess we got a chance of rain for the rest of this week, kind of a little bit of on and off stuff.
I noticed we was going to be sort of spotty. Radar before I left the drop, and we don't show anything on radar up to 8 o'clock, so if we get anything else, it's going to be after that.
Good deal. Good to know. I think we've got a few mobile things we got to do today, so we might try to squeak it in between some rain.
You can see it's pretty much going to be hit and miss. Where you been up to?
And run around like crazy with work. It's been wide open. Just nonsense busy. Busy, busy. So, yeah, been trying to keep my head above water there. I've been headed in earlier lately for the most part. And today I just said I'm going to take it a little bit easier. Go from there. But, yeah, work's been wide open. And then, you know, we've just been doing a bunch of stuff around the house, just trying to keep some projects going. So we've been having fun with it.
Playing in the greenhouse, and look like I might have a good crop of tomatoes. And the beans didn't do all that well, but I'll have the tomatoes and yellow neck squash and zucchinis.
Yeah, our tomatoes are off to a slow start this year, but we got a few coming in. I've already had two good bunches of beans come out, got a good bit more on the way. So the beans are looking like they're going to turn out to do pretty well. Did some did a little bit more potatoes this year, so I'm anxious to see how those turn out.
Potatoes and three different buckets. I'm sort of curious to see how they going to turn out. If they do well, I should get about 5 pounds of potatoes per bucket.
Man, very cool. That'd be great.
Waiting game now.
This year I'm going to change some of mine over to raised beds and do it a little different. I've got, right now, I just have one big area in the yard, but man, it's just so much to maintain with the grass and stuff like that. I'm gonna switch over to a whole bunch of raised beds next year to try to make it a little bit easier to maintain that stuff.
Mine's in, and I got them in the greenhouse. You need to get your greenhouse. I didn't pay but $225 for it on Overstock.
How big is it?
10 by 7.
That's a decent little size one there. That's not bad at all.
Got a fan in it, and I got it set on a thermal control. When it gets a certain temperature during the day, it kicks in and starts drawing air through it.
Like, do you not leave it wide open right now to have airflow going through there?
It's wide open. Now this winter, I'm just going to see what I can raise.
the first year you've had it.
Friday, affirmative, this is first year, so right now I'm just trying to get used to it, trying to control the temperature, and hopefully I can keep it warm enough this winter that I can have tomatoes and squash and stuff year round.
DOT, yeah, that was going to be my question, is what if you'd had it already, what you did during the winter, because I would love to get one, I just, don't know what I'd do in the winter just yet to keep it warm.
Be posted this winter on keeping it warm. I'm anxious to see how much the sun will keep it warm during the day. I'll probably have to put something in there at night.
Imagine that to do something, but I don't know what the best method would be. I hadn't done any research into it yet, so I don't even know what the options would be to start looking at. I certainly wouldn't want to run just a heater in there. I mean, that'd be super inefficient, I would imagine.
Tight. You could probably I plan on putting a heater in there and control it on a thermostat as well. And hopefully it won't run my power bill up sky high.
Did you set it on like a concrete pad or anything, or you just got it on the ground?
It's on the ground.
Pulling up, so I'm going to hop out of here, get this day going. Good to catch up with you this morning. I hope you have a fantastic day, and hopefully we'll catch back up with you soon. So have a good one, Ed 73, KK4POT.
Glad I got to speak to you this morning. You have a good one. Hopefully I'll catch you in the morning, KM4 and AP.